Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning out there in Beamerland. Good morning, good afternoon if you're out in the East Coast like my co-host here, Mark Gilowitz. Good morning, Mark. How are you today? Or good afternoon, Mark.
Good. Yeah, it's good afternoon for me. It's good morning for you. I am doing fantastic. This is the first Testimonial Tuesday of 2020. So, yeah, I can't wait to share and hear testimonials.
You and I, bringing in the new year. How about that? The first Testimonial Tuesday of 2020, and I'm excited about 2020. And so for the folks that have dialed in, as you heard in the opening there, grab a pen and paper. You will often hear things on Blog Talk that really grab your attention and you may not hear anywhere else. And oftentimes people will ask Mark or I, who's ever hosting, oh, would you repeat that, please? And so grab a notebook and pen to take notes. And, you know, if you have, when we do unmute your line, if you have background, you know, noise or whatever, keep that in mind. And let's see here. Oh, yes, keep it compliant. And as you know, no disease specific, you know, no medications named, and we're not allowed to use a word that starts with P and rhymes with rain. Okay, and so to keep them clean, because we record these, and when they're compliant, you know, people can go into the testimonial library and listen to them in the future. So let's keep them compliant. So to get into the queue, press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone to get into the queue. And what I wanted to do is throw it to Mark here to make just one quick announcement. We're not big on doing a lot of announcements on Testimonial Tuesdays because it's about testimonials. It's not about, yep, you know, Beamer updates. And so with that, Mark, I'll throw it to you for the update you wanted to mention.
Okay. And I know everybody was excited about 2019 and everything that Beamer's been able to accomplish. And it's all about making a difference in people's lives and getting people on the Beamer. That's what we do. We put people on the Beamer so they can experience the benefits and then understand just the innate intelligence of our bodies, and that the bodies were meant to heal themselves. And when you get the blood flow and the toxins out, the body can start doing that. And you see these miracles. And just real quick, over the holidays, I had somebody that wanted to get on the Beamer, and I'm like, oh, it's the holidays. But you know what? They were recently had surgery and just really needed help. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. And transform their lives in just a few days. They purchased their Beamer. And you know what, if I were selfish and said, you know what, I'm just going to keep to myself over the holidays, that would have been one life that wasn't touched. So for 2020, this technology is so revolutionary, so amazing. It's been working for millions of people for over 20 years, but so few people here in the United States still know about it. So it's up to us in 2020 to get the word out. This Saturday, Beamer is doing having launch events all throughout the country. It's a kickoff to 2020, and contact the you know, the person introduced you to Beamer or contact leadership to find out how to view the live streaming event this Saturday and also attend to some of the launch parties. But it's going to be for 3 hours, how the Beamer technology works and what Beamer has planned for 2020. And it's just going to get bigger and better. I'm so excited to be part of it. We have the brand new Horse Beamer that's launching, the redesigned Horse Beamer unit. There'll be more new announcements. So, Dan, I'm so excited about all that, and I can't wait to hear these testimonials. And it's all about building belief and hearing other people's testimonials so you know that this technology is for real and that people have true hope in getting relief from their situations that they've been dealing with, and maybe they don't feel they have hope. So this show is all about giving hope to people. So let's go with some testimonials.
All righty. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. And let's get us started. Once again, folks, if you, for a compliant testimonial, press 1 to get into the queue. And we're going to start it off with a Montana phone number here, 406-406-489. You are live on Blog Talk, and you get to kick off 2020. What say you?
Good morning. This is Raquel from Montana, and I've had my Beamer and Mark be just about a year, but I just have to share with our – it's done wonderful things for me and my family, but I just have to share something that happened to me the other night. We had kind of a wind, rain, storm, and – and snow on top of it, and the temperatures were freezing, and I'm always pretty careful when I go outside, but I ended up stepping down off my deck and taking a digger to the point when my feet went out from underneath me. I tried to catch myself with both hands and didn't, and when I hit on my bottom side, I slid to my back and hit the back of my head. So I had quite a wreck, and then I had a heck of a time getting up off of the ground, and my arms were burning from where I had tried to catch myself. Once I got up and into the house and got kind of dried off a little bit, it was 10 o'clock at night. I went to my Beamer immediately and noticed that I was loosened up a little bit, but still some discomfort, and slept through the night relatively okay, as long as I didn't bend the one hand back or anything, and got up the next morning and was sore and did another session and did another spot treatment at noon that day, and I can say I feel amazing. I don't even feel like I've had that wreck out on the ice. And I seriously, when I walked in the house, I thought, oh, I should probably go to the ER and have this arm and head checked out. And I just thought, well, I'm going to try this for just to see what happens. And I'm truly surprised as to what my results were and how good I'm feeling this week.
No, that's great. That's great. Super duper. And you took a little tumble there, huh?
Yeah, pretty good one.
All right. Well, that is good to hear. How long have you had your Beamer, Raquel?
It will be a year in March.
Okay.
A year in March.
Very good. Very good. Well, gosh, it's always nice to have that, you know, no pun intended. It's always nice to have that Beamer to fall back on, huh? Bada boom.
That's a good one.
So anyway, glad to hear you're feeling better, and it's great to have that Beamer around. That'll certainly help you. And thank you for listening to Testimonial Tuesdays and calling in, and we appreciate your support. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan. I don't know how many testimonials I've heard like that where Beamer distributors said, you know, I'm so thankful I got the Beamer because after I got the Beamer, this happened. And a lot of times it's too late. Once something happens like that, it's too late. But if you've got your Beamer, you never know what's going to happen. And I know I have in the past 4 years, actually, you know what? I've had my Beamer now 4 years and 1 week. You know what? I ordered it December 31st, 4 years ago. It takes a week to be shipped. So probably right now is when I was unpacking my Beamer 4 years ago. And I know that since then I have sprained my wrist. I have pulled a muscle in my leg. I've done other stupid things. I just recently turned 55, and the older you get, it seems like you forget your age and try to do some things that when you were 20. And and you know what? And I've injured myself, and I'm so thankful I had the Beamer. I didn't have to put ice on it. I didn't have to do all kinds of therapy things. I just laid on my Beamer, and after a few days, it's just amazing the recuperative and healing abilities that the body has. So, great testimony.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, we're going to go here to a frequent listener and a frequent caller out in Texas. Miss Sandy, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year.
Yeah, so I wanted to start off with my own two comments and testimonial. I have been not very disciplined in using the sleep program. I will just admit it. And about a month ago, I went put Mr. Beabody on my bed, and it took me a while to get used to the sleep. And I know, and I wanted to share that because I think that happens pretty frequently. I don't know how frequently, but it took me a while. But I'm adjusted to it now, and it really is so great to be using that. And you know, we know more and more of the research on the importance of sleep. And so I just said, this is important. I got to do it. And I wanted to encourage others who might be being undisciplined like me to go ahead and take the leap and use that more frequently. And the other thing I wanted to share is I think it's so important that we don't give up on sharing Beamer. And yesterday I learned that my veterinarian that I've had been using since forever passed away suddenly. And I happened to know that he had had a heart issue as a result of cat scratch fever. And I talked with him once about Beamer, more than once, but I never really, really, you know, was very forceful with it. You know, when you see your veterinarian and he's busy and everything. And so my word is to say that I'm going to stand more for everybody this year that I come into contact with to really not be deterred by the busyness of their lives, to really communicate how Beamer can change your life. And, of course, I don't know what the outcome might have been. I only know that there is this outcome.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, excellent. I know you've had your Beamer for quite some time as well, and you are a frequent listener and caller to Blog Talk Radio, so we appreciate your support and you calling in, Sandy.
And okay, well, y'all have a great day.
Yeah, have a great 2020. Take care.
Great 2020. I'll be talking to you. Okay.
You got it. Bye-bye. All righty. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, press 1 on your phone to get into the queue. And we'll move on to our next caller here. Again, press 1 to get into the queue for your compliant testimonial. We're going to 910-528. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning.
How the heck are you?
I'm feeling fabulous. I'm Jane McLaren from Lexington, Kentucky. Who is this? Because I came on a little late.
This is Dan, and I got my sidekick, Mark.
Hi, Dan.
That's
Mark.
Right. Who the heck are you, and why are you calling?
I'm Jane McLaren from Lexington, Kentucky.
You said,
and you have an amazing testimonial.
Well, I consider this pretty extraordinary. Even I am 72 years old. I've been on the Beamer for just under 2 years. I was born with chronic plumbing issues. Out of high school, I encountered depression for a number of years due to my plumbing not working. Now we know that kind of thing. And for years, so I ended up writing a book about food called Honest Eating, because I researched food and our body and all that stuff for 35 years. Finally, in my 40s, I found something that got me working pretty well, but I had to take a couple of those a day. And I got on the Beamer, and it wasn't too long where I thought, oh, I only have to take one, I'll be darned. Well, just about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I thought, I think I'll just stop this stuff and see what happens. And 72 years of a chronic issue, and it's gone. I'm as regular as the sunrise.
Wow.
I think it's pretty wow. You know, it's not the kind of testimony you want to hear.
It's wow for you, yeah. And you know what? And for other people, and you were doing everything right. I mean, if you wrote a book on nutrition, you know the do's and don'ts of that. So you're already doing the right things, and that is a wow testimonial.
I think so, and I'm so pleased and so amazed. I never dreamed that something like that, I didn't even think of it, to tell you the truth. So I'm happy to share it with you, and I'm happy to wish you great tidings in 2020. And thank you so much for the work that you all do for this Blog Talk Radio. It's my favorite go-to information place.
Thank you. God bless you.
Well, thanks. Yep, thanks for supporting. Have a great one. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Hey, Dan, that is
good.
A big deal. That's a huge testimonial, and a lot of people are dealing with digestive issues. And, you know, we put people on the Beamer. We can also put the B pad across the stomach, maybe on a program one. And it is just amazing, the healing power. And, you know, we can do all the right things. We can exercise and eat right. But you know what? If you're not getting the proper blood flow, then the body still is not able to get all those nutrients to where they need to go. So that's the beauty about Beamer. Nothing else does what Beamer does. Nothing else is able to stimulate that vasomotion. And we have that patented signal that does that. And so now the nutrients and the eating well can – those nutrients can get to the end destination, and that's what this lady experienced. So that is exciting.
Yes, and it's so important for our health not only to get the proper nutrition but also to be able to eliminate waste effectively. And when that's not happening and you're having problems with the plumbing, you know, like she said, you've got all kinds of
like
stuff
that
going on. Yep. So
nice and compliant,
good,
too. Yep.
Yes. All right, well, let's once again, folks, to get into the queue, press 1 on your phone, and we're going to go to our next caller here, 434-996. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, everyone. This is Ann Postak from Charlottesville, Virginia area. I just heard the testimony that came on, and I thought, okay, I've got to chime in on this as well. A lot of people hesitate to talk about that plumbing problem, but I have to tell you, you know, I've been doing Beamer almost 4 years now, and when I stand up and give my testimony, which have been, you know, a lot of the pre-academy kind of things, you would be amazed at how many people, both Beamer users and people who have not yet used a Beamer, come up to me and say, I had that problem, or I have that problem, and does it really help? Or those that have been using Beamer are saying, you know, I had that problem too, but I hesitate to tell anybody. So it is a problem that a lot of people experience, myself included. I mean, my whole life, I didn't know that we were supposed to go to the bathroom a couple of times, every day, actually. And with me, it was 2 or 3 times a week. And I didn't realize that was abnormal. It was normal for me. Now, you know, every day like clockwork, and it made such a huge difference so quickly with me. I'll tell you, if that Beamer did nothing else, which it does a whole lot more, if it did nothing else, I would buy it just for that. It made that much difference in just that one area of my life since then, it's made a huge difference in many more areas of my life, and it was absolutely one of the best decisions I ever made. So with that, I want to encourage anybody who has that problem, it will help.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, it's a big thing. It's kind of a joke in my house. You know, my wife gets mad at me because I'm so regular. You know, like, oh my gosh, you're going again. And,
Mark, but it's something that puts it.
Yeah,
it puts a smile on your face.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I couldn't agree more. So, yeah, I don't think Mark and I, when we were talking today pre-call, thought that we'd be going this way on Blog Talk. But, hey, we're rolling with it.
No. I guess people need to hear about it. So this is a great way to start 2020 with eliminating the things that you don't want in your life. So, yeah. And you know what? At a Beamer event, we had a guest speaker, and they were saying, you know what? People want more of things. No, they said you need to limit the things that are holding you back because God has given you everything you need. You need to eliminate the blockages in your life that are keeping things that God has intended for you to flow freely in your life. And you know what? This is a great, actually, message and theme for 2020, kicking things off the right way and eliminating things that are holding us back and are blocking us from enjoying the abundant life. So I think this is a great theme.
Absolutely, right. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All righty. Thank you very much, Ann, and have a great 2020. our theme for the call, Mark, will be just, you know, letting it go. Just let it go.
Yeah, let it flow.
That's right. All right. So we need to get some callers in the queue, or Mark and I, the initial New Year's kickoff blog talk could be a short one here. So let's get some people into the queue and just do this. Just pretend it's the last 5 minutes. Because Mark and I, we always laugh. You know, last 5 minutes, all of a sudden, everybody's pressing one on the queue to get in. And so just make believe it's five minutes left, and hit one. And let's go here to 978-978-902. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, Jim Lippincott here from Massachusetts. I just wanted to add two client testimonials. About a week after I got my Beamer, which was August of 15, I got stung by a wasp cleaning out a gutter. I didn't expect a wasp nest there. But anyway, I got stung on the back of the hand, and I immediately went to the B spot and the B light, and 16 minutes later, no swelling. You could barely tell where I was stung. I didn't have any discomfort and no itching. It was like I hadn't been stung. And I've been stung many times in my life in the past and never had that result. So if anyone gets stung by a bee or even bitten by a spider or something like that, my suggestion is break out your Beamer and use it. Otherwise,
did you use the spot on it, Jim? What did you use?
Yeah, I actually did the light first because I, you know, realized it was just skin, and then I decided, well, you know, let's just do the spot as a kind of cover, and that was, I think, a smart move, and I was amazed to barely be able to see where the stinger had been. And that, you know, literally no discomfort from then on. So, and overall, I have better eyesight, better digestion, better hearing as a result of literally focusing on my eyesight. Because when you put the bee pad around your head on either temple, the ears are obviously not far away, and it affects, at least in my case, positively my hearing, and I'm not a spring chicken. I'm 65 now. So I'm very thankful for that. But one of the most crucial things that I am thankful for the Beamer is its ability to give me an overall sense of better well-being, and that, and dealing with stress, which I have had an undue amount of with life getting in the way, if you know what I mean. And so I'm very, very thankful for that.
Well, very good. Excellent. Excellent. So, no, that's amazing. And, you know, so bee stings, spider bites, things like that, outstanding. And the light and the spot, that's great news. So, Jim, I know you're a frequent caller as well. Appreciate your support. Appreciate you calling in the Blog Talk. And you have yourself a fabulous 2020.
I'll do that on your recommendation. What the heck?
Go for it.
Yep.
All right. Take care, buddy. All righty. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see here. Now we will go to area code 518-810-518-810. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Mark. This is Kathleen in Earlton, New York. And I was listening to Sandra, and she was talking about the sleep mode. Mm-hmm. And when I went to our first academy, I had never tried it. And during that academy, I tried it, and I didn't like it. I didn't sleep good. It wasn't. And so I talked to Michael Barback about it at that academy, and one of the things he suggested I do was get the battery and have it on the battery mode versus being plugged in the wall. And I'm very sensitive to energy, and that makes a big difference for me. So I got a battery, and when I do my sleep mode, my Beamer is on the battery versus plugged into the wall. So Sandra might want to try that and see if she sees a difference.
Wow.
Got a question.
Okay.
How many times did you try it originally without the battery?
I used it a lot without the battery, and I just recently got the battery, and I used it actually last night for the first time, and I slept like a baby.
Okay.
So I do know that it makes a difference for me. I mean, I can feel
because
the energy when I'm on the Beamer.
Right. So when you did not have the battery and you had it plugged in, it just wasn't working for you, but you're saying
I didn't feel like I slept well. At all.
Yeah,
that's all. Right. It's just for me, and he made that suggestion, and I said, oh, I'll have to try that. And we just recently got the battery, and I did that, and I do see a difference.
Okay, good. I know that when I first used the sleep program, I didn't sleep well for the first two nights, but I stuck it out, and by the third night when I was using it, then I slept great. And unfortunately, there are some people that are very energy sensitive, so appreciate that. But I do also want to add that just because you try it once and you don't get good results, it's the body adjusting to it. I know I woke up with a headache, did not sleep well, but I did it another time, and by the third time I did it, I slept fantastic. But thank you so much for that testimonial.
Yeah, and I am sleeping. I mean, I do see a big difference. In my sleep, like I'm dreaming again. My husband tells me about dreams all the time, and I never dreamed. And now I'm dreaming all the time. So I do see a difference in my sleep. Yeah.
That's
yep.
great. That's
Major
great.
Difference.
When you said you were sleeping like a baby, I was like, well, does that mean you're getting up every
couple
hours
and
crying?
Babies don't sleep. I hear you.
So,
I wonder where
that term. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think when they get a little older, you know, and they are out, they could, you know, collapse in your arms, you know, or fall, fall asleep, you know, on their high chair.
They'll fall asleep anyplace. You're right.
Yeah. All right. Well,
okay, gentlemen. Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for what you do.
Care.
I appreciate it. Love Testimonial Tuesday.
Yeah, all righty. Thank you, Kathleen. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right, Mark. What do you say, Mark? This will be our last one, our last call of the day. We have area code 410-212. You are live on Blog Talk.
Oh, it's like I won the lottery. Yay. hi, it's Elizabeth from Port Royal, South Carolina, and Beaufort is next to us. I wanted to comment on both the previous callers that when I tried, I've had my Beamer for over 2 years now, and on this sleep program, I tried it 4 times before I called corporate, 4 different cycles, so over months and months and months. And when I said that I'm sleeping worse with the sleep program, what the gentleman advised me was that to do my 8 minutes in the evening at least an hour or two before I actually went on the sleep program. He said some people's bodies are really sensitive to kind of front loading would be my word for it. And so that has made a difference for me, and I wondered if that would be helpful for the previous caller or anybody listening.
Thank you for sharing that. Actually, I have heard that before. If people do their second Beamer session in the evening too close to that, it can affect it. So, yeah. And also just in general, even if you're not doing the sleep program, a lot of people, if they Beamer, you know, too close to bedtime, you know, back it up a few hours. And everybody's so different. So you just have to do what works. But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Exactly. And then on the gentleman with the light, thank you so much for sharing that he used the spot afterwards. I have the light is my go-to. I like to cook and I have really sharp knives. Sometimes I get too distracted in talking and my knife will slice, not the food. And I have had really great results running immediately to the Beamer, putting the light on a 10 for 2 or 4 minutes. It takes the sting out of a cut or a sting or a burn for that matter right away, like within 90 seconds. It's tolerable. And then the skin is able to heal up. I don't get scabs, scars, nothing. It's really, really wonderful. And now I'll add the spot, and maybe that'll help it feel better even faster when there's something deeper. So thank you for that. And love, love, love my Beamer and my Beamer family.
All right. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, and then there was one caller I skipped over, Mark. There was one caller I skipped over, 509, I believe it's Stan, 509-981. Stan, you are live. If that's who I think it is it Stan?
No, this is Shu in Spokane.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was Stan, so no problem. I'm sorry, your first name again?
It's Ray Shuland. I just go by Shu.
Oh, okay, Ray. Shu, all right.
Lately, I've had a lot of questions on eyes, just it helps eyes, and I wanted to share my eye testimony. I've had my Beamer for about 2.5 years now, and 2 years ago when I went in for my regular eye exam, the doctor got all done, and he stood back and he kind of looked at me, and he says, you know, at your age, I usually don't get to tell people their eyes are getting better. And I said, well, that's a good thing. And this last year, I went in for my exam, and it was a different doctor, and the other one was on vacation, and he did it. And when he got done, he stood back, and he says, you know, I just looked at your records, and your eyes are back to 20/20. What are you doing? And I mentioned the word Beamer, and he immediately just turned around, went to his computer, pulled it up on his computer and stuff. And what I found since that he kind of got my attention, what I've been doing lately, and it's been kind of successful, when I wrap a prospect's head with the B-strap, I ask them to get up and go look out the picture window. And I've done that to three separate people, and all three of them it says, oh my, things are clear, things are brighter. So it's something I'm going to continue doing with trying to get a resolve out of that first 8-minute session and stuff. That's been awesome for me.
Wow. That is pretty cool. Yeah.
2020. This is 2020 vision for 2020.
Yep, exactly.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, indeed. Well, all righty, Shu. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, very, very good. All right. Well, Mark, that is a wrap, my friend, for our first Beamer Testimonial Tuesday. We got a wrap here, and that was some great calls today. So what would you like to say in closing?
Just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Keep beamering and keep sharing this amazing technology with other people, because people need it, and people are desperate and are going through a whole lot more than we can ever imagine. So just get out there and share with people. We got a great Beamer family we're part of.
That's right. And 2019 was a great year for Beamer. Finished strong. 2020 is going to be better. And every single year that I've been with Beamer, it gets better and better. And as I always say to people, as you're out there at the as you're out there at the academies, you hear a great testimonial from somebody that really moves you, encourage them, ask them if they've heard of Blog Talk, encourage them to get on Blog Talk, so that we can keep getting new testimonials on here and new followers on Blog Talk. We appreciate everybody's support, and have a fantastic day and a wonderful 2020.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.